The UK death toll has surged past 26,000 after the government updated figures to include deaths in care homes. In announcing the new figures, the Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab, stressed the additional deaths date back to early March, and he warned against making international comparisons. But the Labour opposition says it's now clear the UK could be the hardest hit nation in Europe. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley reports from London.
The day began with some good news. The Prime Minister's fiancée, Carrie Symons, had given birth to a baby boy.
Questions to the Prime Minister, but on behalf of everyone in the House of Commons, may I say congratulations to the Prime Minister and Carrie Symons on the birth of their son.
Latest addition to his family, welcomed by locals in London.
Yeah, congratulations to Boris and Carrie.
I think it's just great for him and for them both, so congratulations.
Boris Johnson wasn't in the House of Commons for Prime Minister's questions, but preempting what was to come, the opposition leader, Keir Starmer, was warning of a milestone ahead.
We're possibly on track to have one of the worst death rates in Europe. On Monday, the Prime Minister said in his short speech that many were looking at our apparent success in the United Kingdom. But does the First Secretary agree with me that far from success, these latest figures are truly dreadful.
But the Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab, says it's too soon to make comparisons.
I absolutely share our joint horror at the number of deaths. Equally, I'm going to disagree with him that it is far too early to make international comparisons. If they are to be done, they should be done on a per capita basis. And I think we're already seeing that there are different ways that deaths are measured, not just in the UK in the different settings, but across Europe and across the world.
For weeks, the government's been under pressure over the daily toll. It has only included the number of deaths in hospitals. While it's been known, a crisis has been unfolding in care homes across the nation. Now the figures have been updated. Dominic Raab delivered the news.
Those figures show that up to yesterday on the new measure, we have recorded an additional 3,811 deaths in total.
The thousands of extra deaths added to the toll date back to March the 2nd. The British government says it's not time yet to lift lockdown restrictions. In Germany, there's been a concerning trend, with an increase in infections since measures were loosened and a threat from Chancellor Angela Merkel that they may need reintroducing. Dominic Raab again.
So this issue of a second spike and the need to avoid it, it's not a theoretical risk.
On his return to work earlier this week, Boris Johnson had indicated more detail would come within days about what changes may be made to the lockdown. If any loosening at all, there'll only be baby steps. This is Samantha Hawley in London, reporting for AM.